Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past week, I was in Mount Vernon. I got to share with that campus about Proverbs 18:21, where it says this, that the tongue has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. In our series, Adulting, Eternal Life Hacks from the Book of Proverbs, what we looked at was this whole concept of how we use our words. And if you're a person like me, who as an extreme extrovert, sometimes I say things that I wish I didn't say. The filter doesn't always seem to be working. I don't know if you can identify with that or not. But I could use a life hack for the way I speak, right? And I think what Solomon is getting at here is trying to draw our attention to how important our words are. That they have the power of life and death. In the book of James, the half-brother of Christ talks about how the tongue is a restless evil. It is a deadly poison, and it stirs up such incredible flames, if you will. And if you think about it, almost all of our conflicts boil down to words, the way we choose to use our words. When I think about life and death, those are really strong statements, but I want you to just envision some of the things that people have said to you that have really stuck with you in your life, things that are really powerful and things that are really difficult. I'll give you an example. I read in a book by John Eldridge called Wild at Heart, where he was talking about his two sons and how those two sons were rock climbing. And his youngest or his oldest son, one of the two, was climbing on the rock wall. And he got halfway up and he kind of froze a little bit. And so John Eldridge had said to him, "Come on, son, you can do it." And the son starts going. He gets to the top, he gets a little nervous, and he starts really yelling encouragement at his son, saying, "You're a wild man. You're a wild man. You can do it." And anyway, his son kind of got over the hump there and got to the top. And when they finally got him unhooked and down and whatnot, and his other son had taken that place and was starting to climb the wall, his son, who was previously on the wall, looks at his dad and says, "Dad, am I really a wild man?" And what Eldridge communicated in the book was that if you miss that moment with your son, you miss the moment to speak life into them, to encouragement, and those things that, you know, sons need to know that they are valuable and dangerous, if you will. And the dad really gets the opportunity to speak that life into them. I think about my two daughters and how, you know, they're different than sons, obviously. And I remember when they were little, they would be getting ready to go to a wedding or something. And you know, my wife would dress them up in dresses and they would come out and twirl around and say, "Daddy, do I look pretty?" You know, it's in those moments that we speak life into others. Maybe you've had a person in your life that really encouraged you in a time that was really difficult. Maybe you've had a spiritual mentor who really, through their words, encouraged you to follow Christ. Those are words that really give us life, and we obviously know the opposite of that. There are times in our life we hear things from people that we love, strangers. They say things to us and they just stick with us like maple syrup that you just can't get off. You know, it's stuck to you. I think that we have the power of life and death. There, I would just say to you that, if there are words that people have said to you that have stuck with you, that have affected the way you see yourself and even the way you see God, I just want to say to you that that's not who the Lord is, that the Lord speaks life into you through his word. And it's through the power of the gospel and what he communicated and revealed about himself through the gospel that changes us. And that gives us the ability to even forgive those who have harmed us with their words. And so I just want to say to you, wherever you're at, I just want you to consider what that would look like in your life to really start thinking about the power of your words. And maybe for some of us, it's to grow in forgiveness of others because of the gospel. So let me pray for us. Father, I believe that you have a purpose for all of these things that you share through Proverbs and the way we speak life over each other through the gospel. And I pray, God, that you would help us to use our words wisely and help us to understand the things that you say to us through the gospel. It's in your son's name, I pray. Maybe just take a second wherever you're at and just submit your words to the Lord. And if you're needing to forgive, ask God for the power to see that and to offer forgiveness to others. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.